Right now, we're bringing Pat Pagano. Pat, a disaster happened at my house yesterday.
Uh-oh.
We had an actual disaster, and I felt so bad, and there was nothing I could do about it. I have never seen it in the springtime, but yesterday I'm sitting in my house, and I'm watching TV. I just had come back in from a mile walk. And in the kitchen, I see both Bauer and Emma stalking something. So I go there, and what it is, they've got a pretty large mouse that's already dead, all right? They've killed it, and now they're waiting to see what they do with it. So anyways, I go in there, and I get the mouse, and I dispose of it. Dead. It's gone, right? Mm-mm. I sit back down, and Pat, I feel so bad even talking about this now. Three baby mice come out. And they're looking for, guess who?
Their mom.
Yeah. And what did they find?
Nothing.
No, they found two cats.
Uh-oh, and the cats killed them.
Yeah, I got one. I saved one. But I wasn't fast enough to get the other two. I felt so bad. I still feel bad to this. I know it's the circle of life. I know cats aren't. But I just felt really bad. A whole mouse family wiped out in a matter of like 20 minutes. Jeez.
Marshall?
Yep.
That is the big difference between me and you.
I know.
Just want you to know that.
Between me and a lot of people. Not many people would mourn the loss of a mouse family.
But I would be saying, thank you, cats.
Well, I didn't discipline the cats because the cats are just acting like cats. And yeah. I keep my cats indoors so they don't kill birds, okay? My cats aren't let out. They're indoor cats because they're cats, but I still felt bad. I have to say that I felt bad.
Well, you look at it this way, I mean, they really do multiply like you can't believe. Yeah. And I'm sure that if they didn't kill the mother, the babies would grow up a little bit and they'd have more babies. You'd have a problem.
Yeah. Well, that's it. So I have to watch out now just in case there's ever a giant mouse monster that probably come to my house first.
Godzilla mouse?
Yeah. Knock at the Godzilla. Hey, that film's being released in this month. In May, the new one.
Okay.
Godzilla.
You're excited about that?
Yeah. I am really excited about that. I won't go. I don't know whether I'll go see it because I get up so early in the morning. It's hard for me to get out to see him. But that's coming. So now, we had rain last night, right now this morning actually, it's 56. But yesterday, remember how I was telling you there was a cool breeze. There was a strong breeze.
Right.
This morning there was a breeze, but it was a warm breeze.
Well, I mean, it should be a decent day. I'm thinking partly cloudy, middle 60s today. Right. So a little bit cooler than yesterday because of the front that came through. And then tonight, clear and chilly, 40 to 45. Sunny Thursday, 65 to 70. Cloudy with showers Friday, 65 to 70. The weekend. Early showers Saturday, then it turns sunny and windy in the 60s. The opposite on Sunday. We start with sun, it turns cloudy, showers late with highs in the low 60s. So some showers or some rain to begin and end the weekend. In the middle, it's kind of nice. Now, obviously you didn't go to the city yesterday.
No, I went a nice walk. It was a nice day to walk yesterday.
Okay, and it was. I have an assignment for you.
What's that?
Folks, this is one very unusual. I never give Marshall an assignment, and it's never about music. There are two songs that I would like you to listen to.
Yeah.
The first one is called The Lesson by Vicky Carr. And the other one is Cher, You Better Sit Down, Kids.
Okay.
like you to take a listen to them, because I don't know which one was first. They have the same melody. The exact same melody. And I'm wondering...
What's the one by Cher?
You Better Sit Down, Kids. Exact same melody. How could that be? And one of the artists get away with this?
It all depends. It all depends. I'm pretty sure I would be willing to bet that the Cher song came first, because I remember that song.
Okay.
I remember that song, and it was a good song, as far as I'm concerned. But that was Sonny and Cher.
Right.
I mean, see, here's this one. Wait a second.
This is Cher.
Yeah, no. And here she comes on.
You better sit down, kids. I'll tell you why, kids. You might not understand, kids. But give it a try, kids.
All right, so that's Cher, and You Better Sit Down. And now the Vicky, let's see if I can find the Vicky Carr one. Was it Vicky Lawrence?
Nope, Vicky Carr.
All right, let's see if we can bring this one up here. It says it's there, but there it is.
This is the lesson taught to me a long time ago at my mother's knee.
I can tell you why they allow it, because there's a different way. It's hidden. What you're talking about, you really have to be a music person to pick up the similarities once they start singing. But there's enough changes in there where there's no problem.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. There's no problem. Yeah. Well, Cher recorded that in 1967.
Yep.
And the lesson, I'm doing that while you were, by Vicky Carr. Let's see if I can get a year on that.
67.
That's 67 too?
Yeah, both in 67.
Yeah, kind of interesting.
So they might have come out at the same time, and that way it's not, you know, one's not stealing from another.
Okay.
That's a possibility too. So.
Okay, so Marshall, you completed your lesson. Very good. You get an A+.
But the Cher song is better.
That was a big hit for her. Yeah, that was a big hit. In any event, what I did want to tell you is that, I've been listening to the Cher station on Sirius, and there are just so many songs there that I never even knew she did. Obviously, they dug them up.
Do they play other artists doing her songs too?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet, but they do play a lot of Sonny and Cher. But not yet. But I bet you they'll come to that. They have a lot of interviews with her as well. Oh, that's what I was going to tell you. James Jeopardy, over $1 million as of last evening.
Yeah, pretty amazing, huh?
That amazing. Now he did $1 million in 13 games. Ken Jennings did a little over $2 million in 76 games.
Yeah.
So that means it will take James, at this going rate, another 13 nights on Jeopardy to equal, what's his name, Jennings.
That's just too much for me to comprehend. It really is. That's just amazing.
Isn't that amazing? I think that Jeopardy is, you know, they're a little bit cheeky about this, because I think they have insurance when winners win so much money.
Oh, there's insurance, but believe you me, they'll be fine.
Oh yeah, because everybody's tuning in. It's making you know, publicity for them across the nation. Huh. I can't believe.
Now, is Alex Trebek still hosting?
Yes, he is, and he looks good. God bless him.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's the only way to do it.
It is. Keep it's working. Like you and me.
Keep working still, till the day. That's right.
Still doing radio.
Keep working till the day you drop.
Yep, you got it.
All right, Pat. We won't drop it. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the forecast and comparing songs and a little talk about Jeopardy.